Father God, we want to pray for our friend, our brother Suresh. We thank you for bringing him safely to this country yesterday. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill him now afresh and give him your words for us this morning. We pray that he would know that he is welcome. We pray that he would feel free to minister what it is that you've put on his heart for us in this place today, because we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much for this wonderful privilege and opportunity that you have given to me. And thank you, Minister, Pastor Johnny, Andy, Sarah, and also my friends from Harvest India UK, Alan and Diane Davis, and Jim and John Mantillo. And also very happy to be here today, and especially to come and to stand here in this special day of Pentecost. And this is my privilege to share what the Lord is doing. You know, Harvest India is an organization I have started 50 years back. My mom is the founder of this work. And the Lord is doing so many wonderful things. We have nearly 3,000 churches of network, in not only in the state of Andhra Pradesh, all around India. And my vision and my burden is to see the next generation will be rising up. And because of that, we have so many young people we are rescuing, even from orphan kids and kids, those who did not have any shelter and food, and we've been taking care of them. We have 1,800 orphan children right now, and we have altogether young people more than 5,000 students in our Harvest India educational institutions. And I believe that is the next generation who are going to stepping out and do the wonders for the kingdom of God. The Lord is doing so many things in India. As you've been maybe receiving some news from India right now, we've been having so many problems with this Hindu government, and so many organizations, they are literally kicking out. And a lot of opposition. The church is paying price. Our pastors are beaten and churches are burnt. And there is no peace and joy in the church right now. There is a fear and a lot of turmoil going on. I'm requesting the church, could you please pray for the nation of India? And we are expecting another one more year, we have election coming, and we are believing God for the secular party to come and sit in the office so that we may have more liberty and freedom to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very hard right now to do so many big events, but in spite of all these things, whatever it may be happening, but I've been watching, and the Lord have been proving that he is in control. Amen. And nothing is impossible to God. All we have to do, we have to believe, and we have to stepping out by faith. And today, I would like to share, I want to encourage you, the church, and I want to share how God is doing things in India. I want to share from my own experience. And first, I would like to read the verse from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8. This is what Jesus said. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And next, I would like to go to the passage which is from the same book, book of Acts, chapter 3, from verses 1 to 10. I would like to read. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. And there, in the afternoon, now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was putting every day to beg. From those going into the temple courts,
when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked astride at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankle became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple court, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Praise the Lord. From this passage, I would like to bring three important points from my message. I want to talk about the Spirit-filled church and the Spirit-filled believers. What exactly the outcome when we have the Holy Spirit in us? Friends, we've been watching this world. So many things are happening. For example, in India, people have to see the power of God. Indian people are worshipping 330 million gods. Jesus is one God among 330 million. So we don't want to go and tell them that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is something like that. We are giving a new name to adding in the list. But they have to see what exactly the Christ was, what exactly the Jesus will do. The Harvest India, that's why we have adapted the model of Salvation Army, Dr. Booth. He said soup, soap, and salvation. If somebody is hungry, you go and give a cup of soup. And then you give the soap to clean their bodies. And after that, you talk about Christ. So first, the people have to see the love. And next, people have to see the power of God. Then only people will realize. Then only people will come to the saving knowledge of Christ. I want to share three things from my passage. Number one, Spirit-filled church will look for the opportunities. When Peter and John, when they are going into the temple called Beautiful, they seen this crippled man was sitting there. Every day people are carrying this man. They used to sit him, they used to put there so that people come and give some money. Again, next day they are bringing him. So the thing is here, people, thousands and thousands of people going in and out, but nobody stops. That's like a routine. People are not looking what exactly the Lord has placed before. Friends, we are living in an amazing world now. God is giving so many opportunities. We are walking through so many opportunities, but we, most of the times, we ignored. We are losing every opportunity God has placed. But today I want to encourage you, we have an assignment. When you say that you are a believer, when you say that you are a Christian, you have to seize every opportunity what God has placed before you. Peter and John, they didn't say that we are busy now, we want to go into the temple, and when we come back, we can pray. The Bible is very clear. They have stopped. They've seen the need. They've seen the problem. Because they have the power of God. That's what we have to do. Last March, we have a crusade. We done a crusade in a place called Koduru. And That's one of the places where a lot of Hinduism, black magic, witchcraft, and so many oppositions. We've been praying for the land more than 2 years. And I called our staff and I told them, this year we are going to do a crusade in this place. And most of our staff was not happy, because nobody done any Christian events there. But we prayed and we went to that place. When we started to do our pre-crusade arrangements, we have so many problems, so many phone calls, so many threats. They said, if you do this crusade, we want to destroy your stages and we want to stop you. We no need any new religion in this place. You better to stop all your advertisements and announcements and everything here. We got the permission from the police and we got the permission from the local government to hold the crusade. And after a week they called, we canceled your permission. We were so much disappointed. We have invested a lot of money there. We put the wall posters, pamphlets, and more than 100 people of Harvest India staff working almost 15 to 20 days there. But I called my people and I said, hey, God has the plan for this. We will do our best. We keep on doing whatever we want. We already have the permissions. Once they gave the permission, they are not supposed to cancel unless and until they show the real reason. So I went and I meet these authorities and I explained everything. And I told them, we will not disturb anything in this place. All we want to do, we want to share the good news of Christ. We want to see this area will have the peace and joy. That's the only thing. We came to pray and we came to bless this place. And we explained, somehow the Holy Spirit convinced the police department and the people in the local government. By the God's grace, we got the permissions and we had a wonderful crusade. And friends, 3 nights, we have nearly 40,000 people attended the crusade. 3 nights, 12,000 people gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. 12,000 people, 12,000 plus, gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So many signs and wonders. Many people gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen the change. We've seen the hand of God. All we have to do, we have to seize every opportunity of God. We planted the churches. We send the workers from our Bible schools. We have 22 Bible schools right now. We send every year more than 300 pastors to plant the churches. Friends, God has a great expectation on each one of us. We are here in this world for the purpose. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach my good news. That's not only for the pastors or evangelists. That is for everybody. We are all missionaries here. Many times there is an attitude of the Christian church, that's not my job to go and to share gospel. That's not me. Jesus gave general command and commission to everybody. That's not just to the church, not just to the pastors. We have the responsibility to stepping out. Jesus said, he never leaves us nor forsake us. 12,000 people gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to plant more than 25 churches in that area. All we have to do, we have to seize every opportunity what God has placed before us. Number two, the Spirit-filled believer and the Spirit-filled church always exercise the power and authority of God. Jesus said, According to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, all power in heaven on earth have been given to me, therefore you go. He didn't say, I may give some power. He didn't say that. All power I am giving to you. I have given to you. Therefore you go. Friends, we need to believe on that. We need to have faith on that. That is the Christianity. That's what we are here, friends. God is looking to the generation. God is looking to the believer. God is looking to every Christian. You have a great responsibility. I know your family is first. I know your job is first. I know you have your own needs and things to take care. But same time, the question is, what exactly we are doing for God? Jesus has trusted you and me. That's why he left. But now, what we are doing here? The Bible is very clear. Much has given and much is required. There will be a day that everybody must give account what we have done. That's what the Bible is very clear. In Book of Revelation, behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. I can give the reward according to what you have done. John Piper, in his book, he said, let nobody can say that I have wasted my time. I have wasted my life. We were redeemed. We were blessed. We have forgiven by God because he has a great expectation on each one of us. God is looking to everybody. Peter and John, they have exercised their power and authority. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you rise up and walk. Sometimes even we do have, as a human, we have fear to pray for some sickness. Because the enemy is always holding us. Oh, if this may not work, what we can do? If my prayer may not heal this person, so what they can think about Jesus, what they can think about me? Enemy is always stealing our joy, and the enemy is always putting the fear in our hearts. But here, there is a great example. When you believe God, when you have faith in God, you can exercise the power and authority. That's what Peter and John, the people are looking while they are praying. We did not have silver or gold, but we did have something that we can give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you rise up and walk. Immediately, this crippled man, he started to walk. In that crusade, there was a particular woman. She was in her 45 years age. And she has the problem in her head. And she had 2 times surgery. And so much money she paid, the family paid. They are very strong Hindu people. But somebody told about these crusades. So they were sitting in the crusade. Every crusade, at the end of the crusade, I'm always giving an altar call to come forward for if you have any needs for prayer. I'm asking them, if you have any sickness, please come forward. And I would like to pray that Jesus is going to heal you. I'm asking everybody, please place your hand on your sickness. This woman, and she came, the thousands of people, and she put her hand on her head, and she started to pray. And she believed, first time in her life. And after the prayer, I asked, if anybody were healed in this crowd, could you please come up and share what the Lord has done? This woman came up and she said, she witnessed in front of thousands of people, almost 8 years, even though I had 2x surgery, I didn't sleep well.
I have pain in my head, and I was always restless. And doctor said, we don't know what exactly going on, and this is the way that you have to live your life. But after you prayed, but your God, Jesus, healed me. No pain, I am so happy now. I'm so comfortable, first time after 8 years. And she and her husband and children, everybody came to the platform and they received the Lord Jesus Christ. I asked her to come every night. She came 3 nights. And when she came second time, she said, Pastor, last night I slept almost 10 hours, first time in my life. Friends, nothing is impossible to God. When we exercise, when we believe, when we have faith, I know we all have the problems in this world. We have sickness. We have so many problems. We have so much is going on in our family. But all you have to do, you have to trust God. You have to believe God. You have to walk by faith, not by sight. When you trust God 100%, I can challenge you, you will see the wonders. Because Jesus is not a liar. Jesus is a powerful God. Jesus is amazing. Whatever the Bible is telling, friends, I've been watching in my life. I've been watching how God will demonstrate the power of God. I've seen so many signs and wonders. Cancers healed. A Hindu priest's wife about to die. And we have a team. I think John also was there. David, Prosser and team. We went and we prayed for this lady, one who is dying. All the house, they filled with Hindu idols. Harvest India staff and everybody went and we prayed. Doctor said she will die anytime, you better to take to home. And we prayed for her and we left. Second day, she started to walk and she started to do her work. Almost 15 years, she lived a wonderful life. Doctor said, she may die anytime, you better to take her to home and invite all your relatives. God has the capacity. God has the power. God can do anything. All we have to do, we have to trust God. I know I'm always telling, in this country, in the Western world, you have plan A, plan B, plan C. But in India, we do have, you have plan A is a professional doctor. Maybe plan B is a super specialty hospital. Plan C is something else. But we do have plan A, plan B, plan C. Plan C prayer, plan A prayer, plan B prayer, plan C prayer. Just believe in God. If God heals, he heals. If he takes, he takes. The better place to go. But all we have to do, we have to trust God and exercise the power he has already given to us. We are the most powerful people on the planet. This is what I'm always teaching to my staff. You have to be bold. You have to be strong. Because the Bible is very clear. Bible is telling, Jesus said, we are more than conquerors in the world. We are more than conquerors because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, spirit-filled believers, spirit-filled church will witness the power of God. Take the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Peter and John, when they were healed, this crippled man, the word has spread all around the world, all around that place. And many people understand the power of God. Many people seen the same crippled man every day sitting at this beautiful temple gate. But now he is leaping, jumping, praising God. Friends, that is the church. That's what we should be. Last year alone, 28,000 people have given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ through our crusades. We've done 3 crusades and we have done 12 outreach ministries in different places. We are still going on. We are still marching on. In spite of many problems, in spite of many things, but we never stop to preach and to teach the good news. We have responsibility. Many times we have fear. Many times we are not comfortable to share. Your workplace is your mission ground. Maybe when you travel, you have to share what God has done. Friends, God is looking to you here. And recently, I seen the news. The most declining Christianity country is the UK. Many churches are closing. You are the people sent the missionaries. You are the people done so much work in all around the world. But now, you need to understand where exactly you are standing. You need to rise up. You need to stand. You need to stepping out. You need to pray for the next generation. I'm so happy to see all the children here. That's what I do. I told to Johnny today, hey, this is the next generation one day is going to stand. We have 1,800 orphan children. We are teaching them about Jesus. I am telling them, challenging them, you have to take good news. You should be a missionary. You should be a pastor or evangelist. That is the responsibility. My grandmother is the founder of our local Baptist church in our town. When I was a boy, my grandmother used to take me to this Baptist church. I'm always just watching and doing things. And she is the one actually to lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ. She is the second generation Christian in my home. Because of her faithfulness, now I am standing here. Through her, my mom gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the people that our children will carry your legacy. Sometimes you may not see. My mom gone to be with the Lord 12 years back. But my mom didn't see what exactly going on. Because she was faithful, she done her job. That is the way that we have to do our best for our children, for our families. My brother is preaching the gospel. I am preaching the gospel to many countries, hundreds and thousands of people. So you are the people who have the responsibility. When you filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to be a witness to every place. That's what Peter and John, they exercise the power and authority. They seize every opportunity what God has placed before them. They take the good news. Friends, that's why we are here. As we're celebrating this Pentecostal day, we need to understand where we are standing. What is our responsibility? How we can carry the gospel? There is so much expectation that God has placed on your shoulder, on my shoulder. We don't know how many years that we are going to live in this world. But we have the best season. We have the best timing that you can give it to God. I'm challenging you, church. You are in the right place. You are in the right season. We are here to take the gospel. We are here to seize every opportunity. We are here to show the power of God, because that's what the Bible is telling. We are the salt and the light in this world. I want to share one story and close my message. We have a pastor, Abraham. He's a powerful man of God. And we send him to plant a church in a tribal place. And he was so faithful. And he started to work in this tribal village. And God started to bless him. And hundreds and hundreds of tribal people, they're following Christ and they're coming to the church. And many times this pastor was beaten badly. And one day when he was somewhere in the field to share the gospel in another village, they attacked the house. The time the son was there, small little son. I think he is 10 years old. Those people came and they took this son and they killed just to threat him to, so that the pastor may leave this place. He'd been there more than 9 years in spite of many problems. So I called this pastor to my home and I asked him, Pastor Abraham, I think this is the time that you can leave that place and you can go to another place. Do you know one thing that he said to me, which is really impressed me? Not only impressed, it's like encouraging. Even though I've been in the ministry many times, he challenged my faith. And he said, Pastor, I will die for God there. It's okay. 9 years I've been faithful in that place. I believe God is going to do something great. And almost 1 year happened. And I came to know his church started to bless. God is bringing a whole region of that place. And he is planting just within 1 year more than 7 churches after his son died. God just started to bless. The story God turned in another side. Now no more anti-Christian extremists there, no more. Everybody leave that place after this thing happened. Now they have freedom and liberty and happiness. All we have to do, friends, we need to have faith in God. We need to trust God 100%. Sometimes it's very hard to go to the field and work for God. But you must understand, he never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with you. He's a wonderful God. Peter and John, they are faithful until their death. Paul was faithful until he died. So many missionaries, they paid the price. All we have to do, we have the power of God. We need to fill with the Spirit. We need to expect great things from God and attempt great things for God, as William Carey said. That's why we are here today. What is the difference between you and outside people? We are the most powerful people because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Indian people are worshiping 330 million gods, but there is no clue what they are doing. But we have clue. We knew where we are. We knew how our God will do the things. I'm challenging you today. We are the salt and the light. You are very important. He loves you. He cares for you. He has a great expectation and plans for your life. Shall we pray? Everybody close your eyes and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this beautiful day. Father, we thank you for all these dear ones today who are sitting in this place. God, we thank you, God, for your word of encouragement. We thank you, God, for your power that changes many people. Father, you touch every person, God. You challenge them and you encourage them and you use them. Let them be stepping out. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this great opportunity that you have given to me. God, you touch them. You meet every need in this congregation. Father, bless this church and bless the pastors and the staff and use them, God. In Jesus' name we pray. If anybody in this place today would like to step out boldly for God, please come forward. I would like to pray for you. And if anybody here in this place, if you say, I want to follow Christ, I want to follow God, I want to do my best. If you are there, maybe somebody please step out and pray. We have team, prayer team will hear and they will pray for you. Be bold and be strong and do something for God. I'm also here and I will pray for you also if you have anybody.